My most unforgettable character. Not an easy choice when I call to mind the many colorful people it has been my good fortune to know. But the word character determines my choice. My most unforgettable character is the late Charles Hawker. His name will perhaps mean little to most of you, but he was a prominent figure in the public life of the early 1930s. He was one of the most remarkable men, and certainly one of the noblest spirits Australia has given to the world. Charles Hawker came from a well-known pastoral family of South Australia. He was a handsome, intelligent young man, and when war was declared in 1914, he was in England, studying at Trinity College, Cambridge. He was one of the first to enlist, and he served in France and Belgium through the first 3 years of the war. He was wounded 3 times. He lost an eye and was so seriously crippled in both legs that it was thought for a long time he would never walk again. The fact that he ever did manage to hobble about was itself a triumph of courage and determination over great odds. He was only able to move with his legs in iron supports and with the aid of a stick. But it took more than the most grievous wounds to daunt Charles Hawker's courage or crush his spirit. He continued his studies from a hospital bed and from there won his Master of Arts degree. Always imbued with a conscientious patriotism, he applied his clear, energetic mind to the study of economics and foreign affairs. He travelled through Europe and later to Japan and China and sent back to the British Foreign Office masterly reports of the things he had seen. In 1929, when the political party he supported was swept out of office, Charles Hawker scored a personal triumph by winning his first election for the Commonwealth Parliament. His strong personality and conspicuous ability quickly stamped him for ministerial office. After the tide had turned in 1931, he was appointed Minister for Commerce in the Lyons government. He appeared to be on the threshold of a brilliantly successful career. He was only 38 at the time, still young for public life. The whole gamut of political honours awaited him. But the man who had successfully overcome so many difficulties in the past was to encounter an unexpected test of his moral fibre in his first months of office. The Parliament had been debating a bill sponsored by the Lyons government to reduce the salaries of members. As a depression economy, the government proposed a reduction of salary from $1,000 to $750 a year. When the debate proceeded, an independent member, Mr. Gabb, moved an amendment to reduce the salaries still further to £600. Charles Hawker had given a pledge at the elections to support a reduction in salaries. Although his own government had already decided on a substantial reduction, he felt morally bound to vote for the amendment and against his colleagues in the government. And so, to the regret of even his political opponents in the Parliament, he tendered his resignation. This was a serious setback at a critical stage in his career. But there was too much quality in Charles Hawker's makeup for him to be held in the background for long. He was only a private member in the years which followed, but his influence on his colleagues was profound. His advice was frequently sought. His wise counsel in the party room swayed many a decision to his way of thought. His colleagues in the party spoke of him as the next Australian Prime Minister. But fate, which had dealt so harshly with Charles Hawker, struck a last fatal blow. On Tuesday, the 25th of October, 1938, Charles Hawker was on his way to Canberra for his parliamentary duties in the monoplane Kaima. Flying from Adelaide to Melbourne, the plane crashed into Mount Dandenong. All on board were killed instantly. Australia had lost one of her noblest sons. And John Curtin's tribute in the Parliament was moving, eloquent testimony to Charles Hawker's greatness of character. Charles Hawker enjoys a true immortality through his continuing influence in the hearts and minds of all who met him. His is indeed a most unforgettable character.